Chapter 12, Finding Alignment with Your Source Energy. As you are focused here within your physical body, you're an extension of non-physical source energy. The eternal you is focused here in this physical body. The clear-minded, joyous being that is the total of all that you are flows to you and through you in this body. But your inner being, or source, does not think for you. You're not a puppet doing the bidding of that broader self. You are a fully conscious creator expressing your unique desires here in this physical time-space reality. You are free to choose the direction of your own thoughts. So, your emotional guidance system exists to help you determine moment by moment the relationship between the vibration of what you're giving your attention to right now and the perspective of your inner being. As you've been focused here in your physical body, interacting with others and living the details of your own life experience, you've encountered much contrast and variety that has caused many rockets of desire to be launched. You could say that these desires are waiting somewhere in your future experience to be realized by you. We like to say that they're being held and tended to for you by source energy in a sort of vibrational escrow. They are your creation, they belong to you, and they're simply awaiting your vibrational alignment with them. And now you must feel your way to that alignment. Your emotional guidance system, the way you feel, is your constant indicator of the vibrational alignment between your active or dominant vibrations, beliefs, and the desires that you've launched that are waiting to be realized or manifested into your life experience. As you focus upon the subject of your desire, you can feel your harmony or discord. The better you feel, the more in alignment you are with your desire. The worse you feel, the more out of alignment you are with your desire. Increased attention enhances the emotional intensity. As the subject of your desire is activated within you by your attention to it, you can feel where you are on the sliding scale of vibrations. You can sense whether you're leaning toward the abundance of your desire or the lack of abundance of your desire. Your emotions indicate your current beliefs in relationship with your current desire. If your life experience has caused you to launch many rockets of desire relative to a subject, then source energy is flowing in a stronger way toward that particular desire. If that is the case, then the emotions that you feel will be stronger regarding that subject. The more attention you give, the more the law of attraction responds, the faster the energy moves, and you can recognize the feeling of energy moving faster via those emotions that you describe as enthusiasm, passion, exuberance, or joy. But what's happening to you when you're feeling the stronger negative emotion of anger, hatred, or fear? Those strong emotions certainly indicate also that energy is moving quickly. In other words, your contrasting experience has caused you to launch powerful rockets of desire, and source energy is now flowing toward those desires. But the negative emotions that you're feeling are because of the vibrational relativity between your active desire, which has the full attention of your source, and your active in the moment vibration, where your attention is right now. Is your focus predominantly on what you want? So, your emotional guidance system is giving you feedback based on two significant factors. One, the power of your desire, or the vibrational speed of your desire, caused by the amount of contrasting experiences and the number of rockets of desires that have been launched about them. And two, the direction of your focus right now. In other words, your emotional guidance system is giving you powerful and accurate guidance regarding the vibrational relationship between where you are right now and where you want to be. If your life experience has caused you to come to the point where you really want something, and in any given moment you're focused upon the opposite of that desire, you will feel strong negative emotion. But if your desire is strong, and your current thoughts are in vibrational alignment with that desire, then you'll feel strong positive emotion. Your emotions are accurate indicators of the vibrational relativity between where you want to be and where you are right now. And your emotional guidance system is always accurate and available to you at all times. It is a very good system indeed.